who did you see practice with?
I was lucky. I saw two different practices. One was in Helensburgh, and I also saw small animal practice up in Glasgow with a fellow, Bill Wipers, who became very high in the veterinary profession. Small animal practice, pure and simply, in Queen's Crescent in Glasgow. He became head of the Royal College for a bit, you know. He was a good man to see practice with. I would see my small animal mainly with Bill Wipers, and I would see the rest of the practice with Bob Chesters, who was a bit of a character.
Why was he a character?
He was a bachelor lad, and we lived in a tenement flat in Dumbarton, and I took him upstairs one day to meet my parents. And my mother, after that, says to try and get a hold of a pair of his... He wore knickerbockers, you know, not really plus fours. She says, he needs his stockings darned. So I had to get his stockings, take them home, and my mother darned them. But he was a very nice person to see practice with.
Why?
Well, he was very knowledgeable. He was a brainy lad, but yet he was a character in himself amongst the farmers. It was what we call a mixed practice. He had a dog and cat practice in Helensburgh. Helensburgh is where a lot of the big Glasgow businessmen would have a house and travel by express train to Glasgow every day. It was the posh end of the county. But this chap was very down to earth, and he was very good, and he would explain everything to you. He was very well liked by the farmers. Some of them would call him by Mr. Chesters, but the majority just called him Bob. You know, he was well in with the farmers. He wasn't looking down on them. He knew all their family history and things like that. He was not just the animals he came to see. He was very much a personal friend of a lot of his clients. He was a brainy lad, and he would... For example, there was a disease that was beginning to come out. People called it hard pad disease. And it had nothing to do with its pad, except that the pads of the dog got a bit harder rather than softer. And you could tell, you go to a house, ring the bell, and you could hear the dog coming down the linoleum with a clump, clump, clump. Oh, he knew straight away before the door was opened what was wrong with the dog. Oh, he was very good.